It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hey everyone, Mr. Devil here, Kenny Danico, three-time Stanley Cup champion of the New Jersey Devils, and you're listening to the Uncle Puckers New Jersey Devils podcast with Chris, Dan, Bobby, and Tony, the Uncle Puckers. Let's go, Devils!
Hello, everybody. Thank you guys for checking us out. We're the Uncle Puckers, Chris with Bob and Dan, hanging out tonight. And how's everybody doing today, guys?
Doing well, man. How about you?
Doing good. You guys enjoying the playoffs so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's had some bright spots. It could have gone a little bit better.
What was that?
I guess hopes and dreams falling down over here. Some teams. Yeah. I didn't like the opening round for, the Hurricanes and Rangers. The opening game, I was just really expecting. I was calling that really in, I think, at five games. And now they got to win four straight to make that true.
Is that what? Oh, you're gonna. You said the Canes in five. You're going with.
I think that was going with a little bit of like a little more.
You picked that one,
anger.
Yeah. You know that.
No,
right.
But that's what I was gonna pick.
Okay.
So I probably should change that because you know.
Well, no, I think you should stick with your gut. I mean,
I know, right? Well, I was honest about it. That's what I was gonna do, and then that's what
Ranger
happened.
Fans will tell you that they're never gonna lose a game ever.
Yeah,
again.
They know best. Yeah, of course.
Well, I gotta tell you, I was. Fairly off the grid for as much as you can be while still being in the United States. I didn't really see anything, just scores. I didn't even see highlights. The biggest highlight I saw was Pasta's goal because ESPN kept replaying it when I was finally in like a hotel back up east. I kind of had a mental break from hockey. And I got to tell you, it was good because I was really getting worried leading up to the months where I was still optimistic that we were going to make the playoffs, knowing I had this vacation going.
Right.
If the Devils were in this round, I would have had a really tough time watching any of the games.
Yeah.
So I thank the Devils for not making the playoffs.
That's so considerate of them.
Yeah, it's very nice of them. I won't do the same vacation next year. So
we can all just feel good about the season now, Bob. Good for you.
We should, yes.
Finally. I see a reason.
Listen, I could have watched it, obviously, if they were on. But we had such family time, and I would have figured it out. But I didn't have to.
All right, well, I'll sum it up. Especially the last few weeks of the playoffs so far, Pasternak's goal was absolutely gorgeous too. But goaltending, and goaltending—that's been it. I have seen some of the most amazing goaltending in any playoff round that as good as this one. It's been fantastic, and I'm taping right now the Boston Florida game. I want to get over there and watch that, and. Jeremy Swayman against Bobrovsky. That's the only reason I really wanted Boston to win that thing.
Really want to see more Swayman, right?
Yeah, I was like, you know, a loss to either team is devastating, so I'm happy either way. So it doesn't really. And in the other hand, what do you get for a consolation prize? A well-rested Florida Panther team. Have fun.
Yes.
So
yeah, right.
You know, as that's how I was thinking about it. But you know. Swayman played ridiculous in that series. Even I'm sad Aiden Hill had to freaking go home last night. He was playing out of his head. Ottinger is playing ridiculous hockey. Like, guys, if we made it, we would have been as bad as the Capitals or worse in this one. Because if you didn't have elite goaltending, do not apply. Because these guys have just been playing amazing.
Some elite goaltending got shot down pretty quick too, though, right?
Well,
hell of a series. Five goals against average.
Let me rephrase. Elite goaltending is required. Elite goaltenders sometimes don't show up.
Gotcha.
And Connor Hellebuck, now that you bring him up, all right, I'll give you his regular season numbers. Let's see. He had 37 wins. He had a 921 save percentage and a .239 goals against. That's damn good numbers in the playoffs. Yep. He had a 5.23 goals against and an 8.23.
three.
Yeah, that's
and an .864 save percentage. Colorado blew him up for 24 goals in 5 games and made him look like Vitek Vanacek.
That was my upset pick, and boy, was I freaking wrong. I mean,
well, we'll get back and we can do the
picks. That's worse than the Devils' combined numbers from last year, which is hard to believe.
Listen, if you didn't step up, and I'll even give Toronto a lot of credit too, because I loved seeing Joseph Woll play. He was playing great, and then even the last game, Samsonov played amazing. Like, it was just awesome goaltending. And I said in yesterday's show when Tony and I were talking, we talked a little bit about the Ranger Carolina series. I said that series is going to come down to special teams and goaltending. And you watched that game yesterday. It was special teams and goaltending. And that's why, unfortunately, I have to go with the Rangers in 7, because I'm looking at both teams and they're both really freaking good. But I got to give the edge to Shesterkin over Freddie Anderson. Freddie Anderson, that fourth goal yesterday, that's the goal you got to stop.
I agree with you
in
the goaltending department. But, you know, I feel like the Canes do have a better playoff teams, but that's yet to be seen. You know, you're right. The Rangers have the 1-0 lead in the series, so can't take that away from them. And I get it. I think Shesterkin is objectively better goaltender.
But if you want to look at this through some crazy rose colored glasses, I suppose you would maybe in some sense want the Rangers to maybe whoop this thing up in 4 or 5, and then maybe Rod Brindamore and management in Carolina aren't so happy about the way things are going. And then Rod Brindamore decides, you know what, maybe I'm going to go check out some other chicks.
Okay, taking a step backwards in the playoffs as far as they go. Third round last year.
If you want to look at it through that, but I still can't, as much as it sounds great to recklessly speculate about
you
it.
You don't I think just, there's a path, huh?
Listen, I know how Carolina is as far as an organization, and I kind of liken them to when Lou was running the Devils. They're cheap.
Right.
They don't like to spend money. But I just think when you have a guy like Rod Brindamore, are you really going to let him walk out the door? You know,
especially
because
they don't seem like they have any like big problems with personalities on their team, and they still seem like a cohesive team. You know, even if they somehow lose to the Rangers, I don't see them losing in the fashion of, you know, maybe Toronto, where you go, what the fuck is going on with this team?
Right.
You know?
But if you look at Carolina, right, they never have the big name in there, right? They're not going out there getting the big free agents. They don't have guys like Jack Hughes on that team. Like, Sebastian Aho is their best player, and he's fantastic. But he kind of does it by himself, you know? Svechnikov is very good. But I'm saying they don't have that elite talent. They play with just that grit, hard-nosed, smart hockey, and they have great defense. And that's how they win. And, you know, if you're not going to go out there and spend that money and bring some guys in, how much further is this team going to go? Which, if you're the Hurricanes ownership and you're looking at this team, you tell me somebody who can get as much out of these guys as Brindamore's gotten over the last 6 years. You just can't. Who are you going to replace him with? But if you're Brindamore, maybe you're going, I need to go somewhere with there's the ownerships that can maybe spend some money, get some guys in here that maybe I want or need. I'm just making shit up, but
he might be wanting, you know, more talent to work with. That would be what you hope. I don't know. That is interesting. I wonder, that'd be real exciting to know in his heart of hearts whether he'd like a shot at coaching the Devils. I mean, we say all the time the Devils are maybe a coach's dream in some ways, and I totally get that. But you know, like Brendan Moore, it does seem like he's a hardworking guy and he demands that hard work. And so by the same token, if he can get that from players who aren't like the most elite in the league, he's happy. And if he can't get the hardest work, he probably does no use for people who don't want to, you know, pitch into that level, which I think the fans here agree and you agree and I agree. But, you know, you wonder how that fit would be, you know, and I hope we come to find out if it's not Brendan Moore, then somebody else who's going to demand that work ethic. That's what we're hoping for.
You know, it's easy. You know, you can these guys, this Devil team in the next 4 or 5 years are either going to be a team that can get their shit together and be a Tampa Bay, a Florida, or Rangers, and be serious contenders every year, or they're going to be Toronto Maple Leafs. Like that's legitimately, that's, there are two routes. Mm-hmm. They're going to be that team that's going to have great regular seasons, fall apart in the playoffs. Like they need to, you know, eventually we're going to find out, and it's going to see by how this team's built throughout the summer. And right. coaching is a huge part of it. And yeah. I think, even though we're talking about those, I'll probably bet, you know, say that tomorrow they'll announce Craig Berube's the coach, and we're just going to say, all right, well, there we go. Because
yeah, but, you know, that would be as far as this attitude we're talking about that Brendan Moore would give you, Berube's maybe the next best choice there. Yeah, right?
I agree. I mean, I'd be very happy with Craig Berube. Very
I
got to
think, you know, I really think that Brendan Moore, his heart's down there. It's not to say that you can't say, well, your heart will give you $2 more million. Has your heart now? But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think he's staying there. And yeah, it seems like Ruby's going to be the guy. We've talked about him for a while now, that he is a very good option for what this team needs. It's a little bit of recycling, of course, but it is the type of coach we need. So I have a feeling it'll be done tomorrow.
Take Brendan Moore. Take Brendan Moore out of the equation, right? And what was our prerequisites, right? They had to have a Stanley Cup. Check
right.
as a coach, which is even better. And you know, the guy is just, he's what he did with St. Louis, which was a very young team, and got these guys to play at such a level that they go on and win the cup in, you know, his first year. Now I'm not saying he's going to do that with the Devils, but he knows what he's doing, and he is exactly what this locker room needs right now.
He is. I worry a little bit about that St. Louis run. Some of these things just magically come together. And it just becomes so positive, kind of like our regular season last year. There's nothing you're going to do to derail it. You're not going to say the wrong thing. It's like an energy. Something just kind of takes over.
It buys them equity in that locker room.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's my whole thing. Like when you have that and you know what to say in certain situations, and these guys are going to look at you a lot differently than, you know, a lot of other people. Like, yeah, I get it, but you're still at the helm of it. True. And, you know, without the right guy steering the ship, that, you know, they don't win the cup. So I give him a ton of credit for that.
For me, I'm just excited in any way, shape, or form to kind of have that new voice. And obviously, it'll be a new system, but I think it'll still be – you got to work with what we have. It should still be that quote-unquote fast, supporting, attacking team. But then you got to kind of tweak the rest and how you make that all work together. So I'm just very excited for that. When we saw the news about Green, it just felt like any element of the old guard had to go. Like it couldn't It wouldn't make sense. It didn't make sense to bring Green back. He didn't even show towards the end that he, and again, it wasn't his fault as far as timing to change the system and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But there wasn't even that spark for more than a game and a half.
It would have been an iffy proposition if he had a winning record or got something good out of the team. But, you know, it wasn't even close. So, it'd be insane to bring him back at this point.
I'm not only, totally not surprised at all that he's not back. I didn't really think he had a chance, but I am kind of surprised that Ottawa hired him so quickly. Like
you just named
why we didn't hire him, Bob. Like, why did they?
And that's like, what I've been thinking about today. I'm like, how did two coach most, I have to think that most people who follow the NHL coach level, player level, fan would all kind of intelligently sit back and say, listen, most of the pieces are there in New Jersey. Some major things went wrong. Yeah, goaltending upgrade and this and that. But, like, to see our two coaches just get picked that quick, this early in May, you don't think maybe they were a little bit of a problem? I'm just surprised they got picked up so quick.
It's baffling. Yeah, it's absolutely baffling. Like what did Lindy Ruff, at least, like you said, you know, he's been around forever. But, you know, it's Buffalo. Like, if any other team just plucked Lindy Ruff out, I might have questioned a little bit more, but it's Buffalo. It's kind of like, you know, yeah, dad, you can come and live in the basement until you die. You come back home. You know, that kind of thing. Like that. So I get that one. But
I don't know if he's got any connections to that organization, but, you know, I had to just look up, like, where is Travis Green from? He's actually from British Columbia. So it doesn't make any sense. I don't know why Ottawa would jump all over.
Okay. So there you go. I mean, I guess they saw something in the interview. I mean, look, I think Travis Green is a great guy. I mean, I think he was dealt a really impossible hand to deal with this year. 100%. Nobody was getting anything out of his team. So, you know, I'm happy for him. I just think, like, Ottawa was also, like, I just don't really see the fit. Like, Ottawa seems to me like they need more of a John Tortorella kind of like, guy up there right now.
They're a couple years behind the Devils, right? And it's just, I don't know. But
they're they just constantly disappoint. They were supposed to be the team to take the big hop, you know. It was supposed to be Detroit and Buffalo and Ottawa and who was going to be buying for those last one or two playoff spots, and ended up going to the Islanders and Washington. You know, let's hope that's their last fucking
I think what
run.
That team like, needs is a big haul for Tkachuk. It'll solve all their
problems.
Good
to me.
I got a haul for them.
Bet you do, Bobby. Yeah. You guys want to do go over our picks from last round and do ours this one?
Yeah, remind me. Sure. I'm trying to remember what the hell I picked. I know I got a lot wrong.
No, actually, I think I got the most wrong. But we're going to see here. Okay. So we'll start with the Colorado series, right? They beat the Jets in five. I had, let's see, Winnipeg in seven. So I was wrong. Bob had Winnipeg in seven. Dan had the Avs in seven. And Tony had the Avs in seven, and Tim had the Jets in seven. So, Dan, you and Tony got that one right. You're only wrong by two games.
Woo-hoo. Pretty good.
Edmonton took out LA in five games. I said Edmonton in six. Bob said Edmonton in seven. Dan, Edmonton in six. Tony, Edmonton in six. Tim nailed it in five. So, I mean, Dallas over Vegas in seven. I said Dallas in six. Bob said Dallas in six. Dan said Dallas in six. Tony said Dallas in seven. Tim said Dallas in six. Tony nailed that one.
So, yeah, he got it.
Vancouver took out Nashville in six. I said Vancouver in five. Bob said Vancouver in five. Dan said Vancouver in five. And Tony and Tim both said Vancouver in six.
Did we come up with a point system for this shit?
Nope.
Because, like, six. I could see, like, 1 point for calling it, 2 points for calling how many games, three if you call like an overtime situation. I don't know.
Six always maybe just seems like the cop-out answer. Well, like, I don't have the balls to say five, and everything goes seven. And I know that because I'm looking at my next four, and I got to
put six. I get it. Six sits right in the middle. It really does sit right in the middle. You look at a series, like, seven's a lot.
A lot of series end in six.
Four is, like, you know, really overweight. Even five is tough. Six is such a safe answer.
Four and five, you feel like you're slapping a team in the face.
Yeah.
Seven, you're like, oh, yeah, because it's just six just seems like the safest spot. And it's not like Tony to pick the safest spot in any one of these games.
No.
Yeah, let me see how many Tony has on six. Actually, we're getting there. All right, only one left. So let's see. The Canes took out the Islanders in five. Me and Tim said the Canes were going to sweep. Bobby said the Canes in five. And Dan and Tony had the Canes in six. Boston took out Toronto in seven. Me and Tim. No, I'm sorry. I had Boston in six. Tim had Toronto in six. Bobby had Boston in seven. And Tony had Boston in seven. And Dan had Toronto in seven. Okay. Florida took out Tampa in five. That was a really surprising series to me. Like, yeah. I really thought that Tampa Bay was going to come back and put up a fight there. And dude, yeah, Florida and I think Tampa Bay would have beaten Boston, would have beaten Carolina, like the way they've been playing.
Actually, they had another deep run in them.
I almost picked Tampa Bay for that one reason. I thought maybe they had another run in them.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't going to culminate in Stanley Cup. I think you're done with your Stanley Cups. And at the last minute, I, with my better judgment, obviously.
Yeah, that's like, I couldn't let them get past Florida either. Yeah.
I mean, yes, I do think Tampa is definitely done. They might,
right.
They're going to get into the playoffs and stuff, but they're probably going to be one and done for the next
few years. I think if they would have drew better, they could have had a little swan song that would have been nice. Yeah.
But they were playing such awesome hockey at the end of the season. But here's the thing, like, if you watch those five games, Tampa really wasn't playing bad. Florida's just that freaking good.
They are.
Like, they're scary good.
They have not let up since last year. They have not.
And, I mean, so Florida in five. I took the Lightning in six. I was the only one that took the Lightning. Everybody else took the Panthers in seven. So then the Rangers in four. Oh, man, I blew this one. I said the Capitals in seven. And Tim said the Capitals in six. And everyone else said the Rangers in six.
Me?
I thought Tim said the Capitals in four. Didn't he say
the Rangers? Are you sure about that?
That's what Bobby said you texted. He was reading yours off.
Oh, shit. My hate is so strong. I'm surprised that I did that. I don't care if it's a smart move or not.
I hear you.
All right. Well, let's move on to the second round.
I got one undecided on.
Well, you're going to have to decide soon. So
I know.
We'll
start, I do the pressure
we'll start
live.
Ordering next to you, and then when we get back around, hopefully you figure out what you want. Dallas over Colorado, or Dallas versus Colorado. They're one seed in the Central versus the 3 seed in the Central. And just saying, Colorado's the lowest seed right now going in. They're the 3 seed. So anybody below 3 is gone. So this is net from going out as far as standings. This is the best of the best. The Avs were 3-1 in the season series against the Stars. They beat them 6-3. They beat them 5-4 in overtime. They beat them 5-1. The only game the Stars won was a 7-4 win.
In front of my eyes.
What's that?
In front of my eyes.
That's right. You were there. I am going with the Colorado Avalanche in 7. Tony is going with the Avalanche in 7, and Tim put his second round in. He's going with Dallas in 7. Bobby, what do you got?
So I am a huge fan of the Avalanche. They just took away my upset by beating Winnipeg. I'm going to lean on the fact that I've just got this feeling about Dallas, and I did see that one game, the way Dallas handled the Avalanche that late in the year. I'm going to go with them. I'm going to go with them in 6.
Can I change my pick?
Sure.
Yeah.
We have.
All right. So, Bobby, you're saying the Stars in 6.
Yes.
Well, I just went on before my whole spiel about goaltenders, and I'm looking at this series, mm-hmm. and I have the Avs in 7. I'm going to change it to the Stars in 7. I'm going with Jake Oettinger.
There you go.
Over Gagoriev, or whatever his name is. So, yeah, I'm changing it. Dan, what do you got?
I got Avs in 6. I think that.
Wow.
Yeah, Vegas is good and all, but they barely squeaked by in 7 games, Dallas.
So much so that Vegas went home and they're playing Dallas.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, Dallas barely got by Vegas.
Oh, you're saying Dallas barely got by Vegas.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I'm looking at the previous round. I don't mean – no, no.
I'm sorry. And
I'm just saying, like, you know, Colorado took care of business against a team, and they made, you know, Hellebuyck look like shit. So I think you guys are, you know, not giving them enough credit. And I'm gonna take Avs in 6.
It's a good point. I mean, they took a great goalie and made him look really, really bad.
Yep. Oettinger, you're next. So
yeah,
see, for me, I want the Avs to win. I just
no, you just
go
bet against
gut.
Them.
Yeah, you know, I did.
Your gut hates the Avs. You just went there this year, and then you hate them. I don't know.
Ruined my game.
I just listened to Dan's spiel, and I'm thinking about what they did against the Jets.
You're gonna change again,
dude? What are you doing?
Holy shit!
7.
Okay. Well,
all right.
We're gonna have to go back to the tape just to remember what he actually picked when we're doing this next week.
The Colorado Avalanche in 7.
Okay.
The 3 seed in the Central will move
on. Let's see if we could change his mind on every single pick, Bob. Let's
do that.
Never again.
Chris, you go first on every single one of these. Let's go.
All right. Sure thing. Vancouver over Edmonton, the first and second seed in the Pacific. Jeez, Jesus. Vancouver swept the season series. They won. Now, remember, they had those first 2 games of the year were Vancouver-Edmonton, and that was when Edmonton was, you know, didn't show up. I mean, I don't know what the hell they were thinking.
Yeah, they had a rough start, right? I forgot about that.
The first 2 games, I believe, was the 8-1 and a 4-3 loss to Vancouver. So then they played, like, I don't have the dates, but I think it was right around the holidays. Vancouver won 6-2, and then they played with, like, the last month or so of the season, 3-1 Vancouver. So Vancouver has won 4. I'm taking the Canucks in 6. Tony has the Oilers in 6, and Tim has the Oilers in 7. Bobby, what do you got? And tell me why. Why should I change my Vancouver pick?
I cannot make you change what I have picked exactly the same way. I have Vancouver in 6. Wow. I do like Edmonton's game, and I think in the beginning of the year I even said I'd maybe like to see them win the Cup, or I could see them getting to the Stanley Cup Finals. But now with this matchup and just the way Vancouver's built and playing, I think that this is as far as they go. So Vancouver in 6.
Well, I know this was not the strongest Kings team of all time, but Edmonton beat their ass pretty good. And I think Edmonton's on a roll here. I think Vancouver looked pretty good against a much weaker Nashville than the Kings, I think. And I say that with some regret because they were playing, you know, a hot streak there at the end. But I think overall, you look at those two teams, I think, you know, Nashville was not the deep playoff team this year. And now I'm going to give the edge to Edmonton. I think that, you know, they're going to push hard here. They got a chance at the finals. I just think they got a bigger pull in this than Vancouver. They got some, you know, Western Canada thing going on, and I think they are the sharper team.
How many?
Six. No, you know what? I'm going to give them seven. I'm going to give them seven on this. I flipped myself there.
I like it. I agree with everything you said. Like, I mean, there's really these two teams. I like them both. And it's going to be, but you know, seeing what Vancouver keeps doing in net too is the other thing. Like,
yes,
they're on their third goalie in one series,
right?
You know, they're going to and he played good, but you know, that's one thing I am saying. Edmonton is, you know, if this kid's not for real and he just had an Akira Schmidt type series, he's going to get lit up with Connor McDavid and Drysdale. So, and the rest of the boys, you're absolutely right. But I like Vancouver, man. I just, when they came back, they played like dog shit. And I think it was game five against the Predators. It was like 2 minutes left. They were down two goals. And they,
yeah,
I think it was Brock Besser scored. It was, he scores a two. And then they win it in overtime. Like, or no, I don't know if it went to overtime or he just won it. With less than two and a half minutes. But anyway, Vancouver wins.
Yeah.
And I just, they're just that team, man. They seem to have it. There's something about them this year. And,
that was colossal collapse, though. That's when you knew that Nashville did not have it anymore.
No, I did. But Vancouver, you know, to keep fighting like that, that series was over.
That's true.
I mean, not series, rather. That game was over. 2.5 minutes left. It could have been just as easy to say, fuck it. Let's just play for game six and go home. But they didn't. And I think it's... I think it's going to be their year. Not saying they're winning the cup yet. We'll see how the next series plays out.
Free Willy.
So I guess I would have the Avalanche against the Canucks in the Western Conference Final. Bobby, you have the same thing?
No, I have Dallas.
Dallas.
You have Dallas and Vancouver in a final.
I've got
Dan's got Edmonton, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim's got Dallas, Edmonton. So we have every version of it, I think, right?
Yeah,
interesting. I think that's
every permutation.
All right. Florida, Boston. Poor Boston. One day rest, and they got to go deal with the Panthers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first and second seeds in the Atlantic. Boston swept the season series. They had a 3-2 overtime win. They won 3-1, 4-3, and a 3-2 overtime win. So two overtime wins, two regulation wins. It looks like all by one goal. One was a 3-1, but I'm going to say it was an empty netter. Just guessing. So all by one goal. I have Florida in six. I kind of thought about four, and then I kind of thought about five. But you guys, you know, are right. Sweet. Six is the sweet spot.
Yeah.
Going with six. I think Boston, just with Jeremy Swayman, I think Boston is severely outgunned in this, except for Jeremy Swayman. So Jeremy Swayman steals them a couple of games, but in the end, Florida's Florida. They roll them in six. And actually, that's what everyone else has too. Tony and Tim have them in six. Bob, what do you got?
I used up all my sixes in the West. I'm now going to all sevens for these two. And honestly, I am flopping hardcore on this.
My gut on paper
right away, I just had Florida ticking right through the playoffs, just like last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't believe I'm even thinking this about Boston because we thought they were not going to be doormats. But for God's sakes, we didn't think they were going to do anything like they did this year. And I'm going with that goaltending thing. And I love what I'm seeing from Swayman. I love watching Swayman. And I just think that, you know, why does Florida got to make it three rounds every year? It's really hard to do that. So I think I'm going to take Boston in seven as much as I hate it.
Oh, we were so close, Bob. I had very similar logic. And here's why.
This is logic? Okay.
He's prepared.
very serious, very similar twisted logic. No, you know what it is? I give Boston credit because they've played with a chip on their shoulder. They didn't want to repeat last year. And so thank God for them to get out of the first round. But who do they face? The team that put them out first round last year. They're going to play with so much effort and fire. You got, you know, Marshawn fired up. They're going to give him a good series. And the only question is, do I go Florida in six or Florida in seven? Because I don't care how good a series they give them. Florida is that good. I really think they are that good. I think they got it where it counts.
I thought you were going with Boston, Dan.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, like, honestly, if this was, you know, if this was the Rangers, you know, it's a question of is it four or five, you know. I think Florida is just that good. And as much credit as I want to give Boston, I don't think that they can beat. I mean, let's look at it subjectively. They let Toronto make a series of that. If you think you can do that to Florida and get away with it, I don't think so. I think you're going to pay the
excellent
price.
Excellent point.
So I still have to give Florida the edge. I'm just torn between six and seven. And just to show some respect for the fact that I know Boston's going to play extremely hard because it's going to wear on their soul deeply if they go out to Florida again. They'll make it seven games, but they're not going to come through. And
okay. Every game that Boston played against Florida this year was a playoff game to them. It was 1-0 or 1-goal win, yeah. As Chris pointed out.
But it wasn't a playoff game for Florida. Now it is.
It's got, that's upset. The problem. It's got upset written all over it.
Yeah,
I'm shaking as I say it. I'll be the only guy going against the grain. And I don't even want them to win.
It's not that wide of a call. So I totally see where you're coming from, Bob.
I think it's a very wide call. I think this is the no-brainer series.
Really?
Boston will absolutely shock me if they fucking win this thing. And I mean, if you look at, Dan said it, right? They let Toronto in. Now, you weren't around. Dan and I did a show when it was 3-1 Boston, right after, I think it was the day after that game four, like where Toronto didn't even want to show up. I was MF in Toronto up and down. I was going off on everybody on that team. They need to blow it up, this and that. And Boston let them come in. They scored like two goals the entire freaking series. Boston lets them crawl in. And listen, I get what you're saying about Swayman. I absolutely love Jeremy Swayman. I wanted Swayman on the Devils last year. Yeah. And, you know, I love the kid, but it's not like it's fucking a nobody over there. It's Bobrovsky, who's playing just as good. Stop.
He's not playing as good as last year. I think Swayman can go on a magic ride.
Marshawn will not be, for the first time in a while, since last series in the first round, is not going to be the biggest prick on the ice because Matthew Tkachuk is there. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. That's a good thing for Florida. And, you know, I can't. And Florida's been sitting home for the last week and a half. Boston just played.
I hear
yesterday.
You, dude. For all and the reasons you're saying that, I did not want to do this.
Look what it did to the Devils after we beat the Rangers in seven. We had one day rest. We went down to Carolina, and we got smoked.
And I got you.
The series was over in five.
When I do these brackets, and I always look at who should come on top, inevitably in every year, there are a few scenarios where that does not happen. I was looking into this playoff saying, where is that going to happen? I thought it was going to be the Jets over the Avs, something kind of minimally shocking. That didn't happen. Everything else I picked was kind of, yep, that's what happened. There's no way I can go on a streak like that with only getting one playoff round wrong, so I might as well go for two playoff rounds.
I get it. But here's the thing. This isn't...
Right, you might have outsmarted yourself, though.
Right.
Yeah, I think you did. Or maybe I'm about to, because like,
who knows, right? This is why we play the games.
The way these brackets are set up for this second round, it's not like there's a 7 seed still in, or even a 6 seed, or even a 5 seed, or even a 4 seed. This is the best of the best that's left. This is the final 8, and there actually are the best teams that were on paper. So, you know, kind of the way these things should go might be just the way it goes, because these teams are so evenly matched. Like, I get what you're trying to say. Like, you know, I can't keep saying, well, I think this is going to happen. So, inevitably, something I think is going to happen is not going to happen.
These I think teams are shell shocked from being a Devils fan. Just when you think everything's going good, it's you know.
So, I don't know.
Waiting for
I'm just riding Swayman, I guess. That's just it.
Hey, listen, I'd say Boston would steal a series if it was any other goalie in these playoffs other than Swayman right now. And every other goalie in these playoffs is playing ridiculous. Even the third stringer from Vancouver is playing friggin' amazing. All right. Which brings us to the last series, which is going to be a tough one to talk about. It's a little triggering
for Devil fans. So,
yeah, I've seen a lot of people saying they want them both to lose. Right, oh, Carolina, of course, beat us last year, and
can't happen.
We hate the Rangers, just, you know, viscerally, deep in our souls.
Tony put it perfectly yesterday on the podcast when we talked a little bit about this, and we were talking about the Rangers, what it's like watching the Rangers do good. And Tony said, it makes me want to puke. And it's exactly how I feel. It makes me want to puke. Literally get sick is how much I hate them, that they have not even lost a playoff game yet. So Rangers, Canes, first in the Metro, second in the Metro. Oh, boy. They played three times this year. I don't know why they only played three times, unless they must have missed a game, maybe. I don't know. Rangers won two of them, 1-0 and 2-1, and the Canes won 6-1. So that's it. Listen, I got the Rangers in seven. I think they're going to the finals. Tony's got the Canes in seven. Rangers in seven goes. Tim's got the Rangers in seven. I hate to say it, though, but I said yesterday, special teams and goaltending is what's going to win this series. And anything indicative of anything yesterday, it's going to come down to special teams and goaltending. And Rangers have the better goaltending. And as of yesterday's game, they have the better special teams. So unless Carolina really wakes up, this thing might be over faster than seven, but at least I'm giving them that.
So I don't think a Carolina series against the Rangers even starts until they get down to Carolina. So I think that they have the power once they get home to just start turning this thing into, like, becoming
you're
a juggernaut.
You're saying they're going to be down 2-0 going home?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I don't care what the record is until they get home. Prefer it not to be 2-0 because I was originally going to pick Carolina in six. However, now that we did have the opportunity to see that they're already down by one, I'm going to bump that up to seven just to give myself a little security. But I think you're right about goaltending. I don't think that's an even match at all. But I think that Carolina's just going to pull it back together. I think they're the better playoff team. And I think they can knock off the Rangers. So, again, I was going to go in six, but I'll be a chicken shit now and take them in seven because I already know they lost the game.
I will say one thing that I'm very curious about, and it's going to happen at some point, and I hope it happens tomorrow, if tomorrow is game two. I'm not even sure. But how are the Rangers going to react after somebody punches them back in the fucking mouth?
Absolutely.
They haven't been punched in the mouth this entire playoffs. And I don't mean that literally. I mean, you know, beating them on the ice for 60 minutes and taking over a game and just, you know, getting them out of theirs. It hasn't happened. How are they going to react if Carolina really does turn it on the way that they, you know, definitely can, you know, the next game and just locks them down? And we'll see how the Rangers do. But I'm just, I don't think I've ever hoped I've been wrong on something more than this. I do not want the Rangers to push through to the finals, even though that will probably definitely be against the Panthers, who I will pick to win anyway, unless Boston takes out, you know, half of their lineup in this series. I'll take them, but I don't know. Dan, what do you got for this?
I was
going to
go Canes in five, which I knew was a little bit more heart than head there. With, you know, if I'm going to amend it, knowing that the Rangers squeaked out the first game as a win for themselves, then I'm still going to stick with Canes and six. I think the Canes are a better team. Now, I think the Rangers have been, you know, playing very well. I don't want to take anything away from them. I do think they have the edge in goaltending. That said, I think the Canes have way more playoff experience and they have a grittier team that can do the job. And I think they'll handle the Rangers, make the Rangers play their game. And when that happens, I think they'll take over the series. I really do. You know, is five maybe too optimistic? Yeah. I don't think six is that crazy. I think if Carolina's going to win at all, you don't want to toss up game seven, Madison Square Garden, right? That's where it'd be, the home. So, you don't want that. So I think that if you're going to pick Canes at all, six is as likely as anything else. So I'm going to take the Canes in six. Probably the least confident of my four picks, if you want to know the truth. Yeah. And I'm picking to some extent with my heart more than my head because, seriously, fuck the Rangers and their fans.
I'm with you. Seriously, yeah. Make me so mad, dude. But they're a good freaking hockey team. I get it.
It would be the highlight just to see them out knocked out in the second round. Like, yeah, you know, just goodbye.
You know, I just let me do this read, and then I want to talk a little bit about coaching.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. New customers bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Just go to DraftKings, use code THPN. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available. For problem gambling, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. cdkng.co/ice for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. DraftKings Sportsbook, code THPN. The crown is yours.
Yay.
So Bobby, think the Craig Berube thing is going to happen?
I do. It just feels like that's it. That's the next step. And tomorrow, maybe a day later, I don't know what they got to iron out. But I know the Devils want them quick. Other coaches are already coming off the board. And why not now?
Yeah. And I also think it's a good idea to just end like a month or month and a half long speculation by the media and just spitting out articles about Mike Sullivan and Rod Brind'Amour and any other, you know, I know that he met with Todd McClellan, he interviewed. And as far as I know, it's just been down to Berube, McClellan, and Green. So Green did have a legitimate chance, I suppose. I didn't really think he should have, but, you know. Yeah.
How long was he with Vancouver? He was there for a few years, right? I mean,
I think so.
He was there a while.
I wonder, too, if the Devils didn't have a close, you know, non-offer to him, and he just got the offer from the Senators, that was something he couldn't refuse. Like, you know, should I wait for the Devils or should I just take it? Like, I wonder how that all played out.
That's true. You know, I think he probably would have, you know, called up and said, hey, Tom, I got an offer here. You know, am I seriously in this running or should I take this thing? You know, and
Fitzgerald says, that would be interesting to know. Or did Fitz already tell him, listen, we're going to go in a different direction. And then within a couple of days, he with the other coaching job.
Right.
You never get to one of those things.
I'm trying to find out where his how long he coached in Vancouver.
I thought he was there in the organization for a while, like close to a decade. In the system.
Maybe in the system.
I could be wrong.
I think he did some head coaching like late teens to like maybe 20 or something like that.
Not
I don't remember
old,
what year
so
we
probably
got.
Wasn't a decade.
Yeah, I mean,
he was there. He was a head coach for parts of five seasons from 2017 to 2018. Started from 2017-18 season to the 21-22 season. He compiled a 133, 147, and 34 record. He led the Canucks to the second round of the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs after the team posted a 36-27-6 record in the regular season.
And that's Travis COVID Green, year, so fuck that year.
Is a gravitational pull to mediocrity.
Wow.
And that is exactly what the Senators are going to get. Come on.
Did you write that?
He's a mediocre coach. What?
Did you write that?
No. I didn't write that.
That's great. The next t-shirt.
Oh, I said that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I just think, you know, what is he giving you? At least Craig Berube's won something. I mean, the Mike Sullivan thing would have been kind of fun. I think he would have been a good, but
yeah,
I guess there was some talks that, you know, they weren't going to go that route.
Fuck.
What's that?
If you're an Ottawa fan, you must be so bummed at this.
Like, this is our big move, Travis freaking Green.
We took the guy that the Devils, after firing their coach, didn't want. And
something the fans
has a losing
are more
record
disappointed
in.
Right. Yeah. Management can know all their hockey knowledge and why he, you know, checks all the boxes, but the fans are probably like, what the actual
thing? Yeah.
What the team just crashed and burned. They were supposed to be a Stanley Cup contender.
I would have liked to take, who was it, Tim, who had that great college coach pick?
Yeah. Seems like a guy that would fit in good with the Senators up there.
Yeah, I mean, I would take him on our team before Travis Green, that's for sure.
Nope. Travis Green's the guy, dude. That's it.
The guy.
Well,
Travis
sorry,
Green's
Ottawa.
The guy. And Mike Sullivan seems like he's being held hostage by Pittsburgh. And they came out saying there's no way they're going to let him go anywhere, which he's still under contract, which I think is bullshit. I think he's just waiting for Sheldon Keefe to get fired from Toronto, and then he'll fire Mike Sullivan and hire Sheldon Keefe to coach the Penguins.
Because, little gamesmanship going on.
Yeah, and it's bullshit because, again, it's these regurgitated hires over and over again. I do think that that is what this Devils team needs right now. I think a guy like Craig Berube probably is the smarter move than somebody younger without the coaching experience. But, you know, maybe down the road when these guys are a little bit more seasoned vets and, you know, they can lead the way a little bit more. The main
I would love a world where they could be my head and assistant coach, some kind of duo there, you know, with the Berube as my head coach. Oh. And then,
like David Carl as an assistant. Maybe a plug, exactly. You know, who knows? You know, that's the other thing. We'll see who... whoever they hire brings in for assistance, you know, that might be interesting to see, you know. You know, maybe a guy like that. But, you know, it is still a shame every time I put games on to just watch them, like, without feeling anything. Just there's something fun about that and kind of calming that I miss the stress of not sitting down, of just walking around the living room, pacing like a fucking madman during every Devil playoff game, you know?
Yep.
And like the rest of my family looking at me like I'm balancing a Buick on my dick. Like he's just leave him alone. He's an idiot. And, you know, I get yelled at when I wake him up, when Dougie Hamilton scored that overtime goal. And
it is great when your team's in the playoffs. Like that game right then live is the most important thing in the world. Right?
Yeah.
Right, you will wake up your family for that and everything else. Like, Jesus.
At that moment, man, that's it. That goal was to, you know, finally we're back in this series. We're not going to get embarrassed no matter what happens. At that point, that moment, you felt good. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. It was awesome. And I honestly think if the right things are done this offseason, they're going to be right back there next year.
Yep.
Yep. I am just, it's scary how good the freaking Rangers are, man. It really does scare me.
I know everything's clicking for them, but I don't know.
I could see a path where they do play for the Stanley Cup.
I get you. A lot of people are agreeing with you. You're not saying something so outlandish. I think they're being a little bit overrated here. I think they have some flaws, a lot of, you know, lack of proven people that are clicking right now, but let's see how they do against, you know, a team that really knows its game and plays it well. And if the Canes can't do it, right behind them, you got Florida. So I don't see the Rangers better than either of those teams, to be honest, but we'll see.
The worst case for Devil fans in this Eastern Conference is for what Bobby to say happened.
I know.
Is going to happen.
The easier path for them to the Stanley Cup.
Boston makes it, somehow upsets the Panthers, just blow their load playing their best, hardest hockey ever. And, you know, Swayman is just that much better than Bobrovsky, and Boston gets through in seven. And meanwhile, the Rangers, you know, have a hard fought, maybe 6-game series with Carolina and moves on just to lose to Boston. I mean, just to go and beat Boston, that would be the
worst. I don't
worst
even know if I give them the edge over Boston. I really, in that scenario, especially. And I'm
right
not
now, out of the four
Boston
teams,
highly,
left
I think
the
they're closest.
All right, so rank the four teams left in the Eastern Conference, and then we'll do
the
four
Rangers
teams
at the bottom. I put Boston close to them, but above them, not by a ton. And then I would have Carolina and then Florida at the top.
How about you, Bob?
I would put Carolina at the top, followed by the Rangers, and despite my pick, followed by Florida and then Boston.
You got
Florida's third, huh?
It's hard to do because it's just that I'm taking, you know, in my mind, Carolina can beat the Rangers. So that I think the Rangers are that good. But
from bottom to top, I have Boston as the weakest. Then I'd have to at this point go with Carolina, then the Rangers, and the Panthers. That's my. So, yes, I am saying that I believe the Panthers are going to come out of the Eastern Conference. So let's go with the Western Conference and see what we picked here. So, Dallas, Colorado, Vancouver, Edmonton. What do you think? Four, go from bottom up, rank them.
Vancouver, Edmonton, Colorado, Dallas. Oof.
That's so hard.
Dude, that is tough, man.
I know.
Ridiculously hard. So, I mean, I'll go first.
You might have just said it.
Yeah, go ahead, Bob. What?
I mean, just based on my picks before, it, I'd have to go Edmonton at the bottom, Vancouver above them and beating them, and then Colorado, Dallas. And I could see any one of those being flip-flopped.
I'd have to go Edmonton, Vancouver, Dallas, Colorado.
Yeah. So it's crazy to do it this way.
You're going Colorado at the top, right?
Yeah.
So I'm reading that right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's
so I'm close
there. It's a 1996 Stanley Cup rematch.
Okay. I'm going Vancouver at the bottom.
And okay.
Then Edmonton. Then Dallas. I think that that's really close, Edmonton and Dallas. And Avs, kind of thought.
Yeah.
So, I'm really torn between two and three there.
And you had the Canes as your number one in the East?
I mean, before the whole damn thing?
No, when you just did it.
No. Florida.
So you have Florida and then the Colorado. Canes. You have Florida, Colorado, same as me.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
I mean, that might change once the finals are here and we see how these series play out.
Yeah.
You know, we might feel that another team just is that much better. So it could change.
Yeah, you have to reassess. Things change. Players go out. Teams get hot. Goalies get hot. You never know.
Your top pick in the East was Carolina.
Right? I'm starting to second guess this a little bit.
And your top pick in the West was Dallas, right?
Yeah.
So you got you have a Dallas-Carolina series. That would be good.
I kind of do. Yeah, I really think.
That'd be cool.
We'll see what happens with that Boston bullshit I picked because I can see Florida getting there. But yeah, I think at this point that is where I'm going, Carolina, Dallas. But really need to wait till the round's over for me to reassess that, of course.
Even though I disagreed with you, I think it's almost a coin flip, dude. It's not such a bad pick.
I also think that you need to own that pick like you never owned a pick before, because if you're right, I mean, you could seriously make us look really stupid. For you have some, you have some bragging rights here, Bob.
The only thing I feel really bad about is that Chris and I are
the only one. Yeah,
only one on the whole show.
And I hate it. I don't see Boston go anywhere.
But if you remember last year, I'll just say this in your favor. Last year, how I just kind of went off on every reason why Florida is going to whoop up Boston. Everyone did that last year when Boston, except for Boston going against Florida. Nobody had the Panthers winning that series.
Nope.
Nobody.
Not me.
I was shocked that, they even won a game when they were ready to blow them out, in five.
Yeah. And now they're the favorite for the East for me, which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's a difference of year.
I know that.
But and they've gotten better since last year. That's the thing that's frightening. And
Carolina's really good, but I think Florida does what they do, but with more passion.
Yeah. There are certain teams that just turn it on to a different level at playoff time. Like Florida has that level from game one on. There's no off switch. They just keep rolling, man. And if they do kick it up a notch, which they probably are going to have to in this series, they're going to be dangerous. They have too many awesome guys. It is getting a little late. I wanted to go over next show. We'll do it. A bunch of free agents. I want to go over some guys, UFAs, guys that we still have that maybe might be leaving, and a whole bunch of forwards and defensemen and goaltenders that maybe we might want to sign. So that'll
Sounds
be a fun good. Little exercise.
Definitely.
Anything else you guys want to discuss tonight?
I'm good, dude.
All right. So once again, thank you so much for checking us out wherever you're listening to us. Give us a like, download, subscribe, positive comment. Helps us push this little podcast along. Thanks so much for checking us out. For Dan and Bobby, I'm Chris with the Uncle Puckers. See you when we see you.
Puckers out.
Bye-bye.